You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 294 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben, and we're ready to rock and roll. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Tonight, today, tomorrow, morning, lunch, whatever. I did it again. But it's still brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country, in the world. Use coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV, get a 50% welcome bonus. Give them 100 bucks. They're going to get 50 back on top, free to play with. And then go nuts. Load up that account for college football, NFL. It's all about to hit. It's all about to hit hard and fast, and you got to be ready for it. So get on there. Start playing around. Check out the casino. Just have some fun. It's the, like I said, the number one sports betting website in the country. So sign up today. Use that coupon code and then go nuts. BetOnline is where the game starts. All right, Ben, the last tournament of the year before that counts. This is the last tournament of the year this week that counts for Ryder Cup consideration. The BMW points go all the way through this week. And I figured, let's go ahead and start talking Ryder Cup. I mean, this is nut cutting time. You know what I mean? Like, this is time where dudes that are on the fence, and there's some high level guys on the fence right now, like that are borderline. And let's just go ahead and talk through some of it and see what we think about what Zach Johnson should do, moving forward. First of all, the point system is, if you don't know the point system, it's all based off of money and when you win that money. So like, mm-hmm. if you win the money in majors, there it's like X amount of points per $1,000 earned. So you can win an event and jump way up. So like Lucas Glover has jumped so far up that he's in like the 16 spot. Mm-hmm. And he was all the way down in the 30s. So, you know, a win from any of these dudes on the borderline that are playing this weekend could catapult them way up to where they could get close to, you know, maybe not an auto qualify spot, but if you can be in the inside 12, because you only get 12 picks, if you can get yourself inside that number, you got a pretty good shot of getting picked. You know what I mean? So, but let's have some fun and just kind of go through what we think, what should happen, and then just see where it takes us. So we got a list of six guys, all pretty big name guys that are borderline. And typically mm-hmm. these guys aren't necessarily borderline. So first name on the list, Tony Finau. So Tony Finau right now is at 21. Okay. He's played in a couple of Ryder Cups. I think he's got sort of a iffy type record in the Ryder Cup. Is Tony Finau a guy that you think stands a chance? Should he even be considered as a wild card captain's pick? I mean,
yes.
Okay.
And the reason being is because Tony Finau is one of those guys that's a great team room guy. And I mean, with this being a team event, like everybody loves him. I mean, I said the same thing because they were talking about, there were people even saying, what if Max Homa, you know, doesn't do well these last couple of weeks and he drops a little bit, or people do better than him and jump above him. And I was like, I don't know, you know, Max could be a guy that could play his way out of it, because if he moved down to 8 or 9, they may not get picked. And I said, and the reason being is because the Finaus of the world that are good locker room guys and are huge on playing team events, like they love it. And you got to kind of have that atmosphere. I think they learned their lesson back with Tiger and Phil, like having the best players from the tour on your team are not necessarily always the best way to do things, because the two of them didn't do crap earlier in their career when they got paired together and when they were on the same team, because it was a bunch of individuals. These guys, I think they're taking the European way of doing things and looking at like team guys. And I think Finau is one of those team guys. Now, he's way down there. That would be a way out of the box pick if he went with Finau.
Yeah, he's 13th in the FedEx Cup, so he is playing this weekend. If he were to win, it'll catapult him up, you know, fairly high, especially depending on, you know, especially since some of the dudes that are that I have on this list are not playing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So he's had a fairly good year, two wins. I mean, I say fairly good. Two wins is a good year any year. Five top fives. He's missed two of his last four cuts, three of his last six. I love Tony. I love Tony. He's got a 3-3 record in the Ryder Cup. It would probably take a win. He if he won or had like I don't know if a top three finish, how many points that shoots him up. If he has a win, you know, and you add another 3.5 million or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
the first place gets, that will shoot you way up. But I don't know. I don't buy into as much team chemistry as most. And I think you just look at Europe this past year. And I know that's not always a great. I know that the chemistry's done well for them over the years.
Mm.
And maybe those guys are just getting older. But like, I think it's some. I just think I don't know. I just think you got to take hot dudes that are playing hot right now. I think I would lean that way. I would want guys playing hot golf, like playing good golf. Tony's been playing decent golf, but, you know, three of the last six cuts he's missed. I don't know. It'd be tough for me. I don't know.
I mean, I think he's a non-factor right now anyway, because like you said, I think he's going to have to finish top three in order to move up to be in consideration. He's at 21 right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's hard to imagine
when you got to pick six captain's picks from spot 7 through 21, Tony Finau is not going to probably be a name that jumps up there.
Yep. I wanted to have him on the list because he's been played in the Ryder Cup the last two times.
No, and he's explained. He's been one of those been vocal, said I'd love him to have a captain's pick, but I think he also is a realist and understands he's number 21 right now. So unless he wins this weekend, you know, he wins this weekend, and even is he going to pick the week of the FedEx Cup, or is he going to pick that Tuesday after the FedEx Cup championship?
It's hard to say.
I think he said he was picking the Tuesday after the FedEx Cup championship. So Tony, if Tony were to win this week and finish top five in the FedEx Cup championship, he may, even though that win in the FedEx Cup championship in Atlanta wouldn't count towards the Ryder Cup points, I think it's definitely going to count towards captain's pick points and sure. what Zach Johnson, I mean, he's going to be watching that weekend. It's not like he's going to be like, you know, I know the points are in, but so I'm just going to quit. You know, I'm not going to pay attention this weekend in case some guy
if you run off two big weekends in a row, yeah. I mean, that could get you where, like I said, like playing hot golf.
Well, I say that to say this, and I'm jumping ahead of you here. I think Lucas Glover has to do that. I don't know that he's done enough to be a pick right now, even though he's been a hot golfer.
Lucas is on my list, so let's go ahead and have that. Let's go ahead and have that discussion.
I think that he has got to play well this weekend and in the FedEx Cup Championship in Atlanta in order to get a pick. Even though the FedEx Cup Championship in Atlanta doesn't give him any points, I think that yes, he's had a great couple of weeks. However, that's not been consistent all year. And he jumped up 16 spots. And that's based on the money. He's playing an elevated event, so the money's bigger than what it is in other tournaments. So he's had a few top fives. He's had a few top fives out of the last few tournaments. Ever since he made that putter switch in Ohio at Jack's tournament. And yeah, he did miss that qualifier. You and I talked about that in the last pod, but he has had some top five finishes and he's won two tournaments. But I still think, as bad as it sounds, the pressure is still on, and I think he's still got to play better to jump up there because he doesn't have the Ryder Cup experience. You don't want that newbie in the room that doesn't know what to expect, because I think this would be a whole different discussion if they were playing at home, playing on European soil where those people are a little bit rowdier than what we have as far as the Americans are concerned whenever they have a tournament here. I don't think that Zach Johnson wants a newbie out there teeing off on number one that hasn't experienced that before through Ryder Cup competition.
Yeah, here's another thing to think about. Like, what's the weather like right now in Italy, like in Rome? Like, what is it their wet season? Is it cold? Is it like, what is the temperature right now? Because I'm just thinking if Lucas has got to put a glove on, we're in trouble. You know what I mean? He's a no glove. He's a no glove guy. No.
You're really stuck on the no glove thing, man.
Here's
like,
my
you know thing. What? If Lucas has got to play in Sweden, he just ain't going to make it because his hands are going to get cold and he doesn't wear gloves. So it's an issue.
So Lucas is 16th, which is really in that wheelhouse of dudes that can be kids. I mean, you're talking 12 to 16, really 11 to 16. Anybody could be picked, except for Denny McCarthy. I'm sorry, Denny, you're not being picked, even though you're 15th. You're just don't be sitting by your phone. It's not going to happen. Are dudes that could be picked.
Like all those damn European names that you and I don't know who they are. It's like, bro, just you guys go ahead and go on vacation. You're not getting picked. Nobody knows your name.
For Lucas, this is what makes me think. This is what makes me sway towards him. Okay, you know we've all said it. We've all said this at some point in time. I've even said it the last couple of weeks. I think I'm back. You know, I figured it out, kind of thing. To see the incredible switch of the way Lucas was playing at the beginning of the year to the how he's playing now, and like the ball striking and now you add the putting, which is huge for the Ryder Cup. Like, it could be just debilitating when you can just drain putts on people. If he has like another, another good showing, and you can put six out of your last seven tournaments, really good showings, maybe another top 10, even though it's a limited field. I mean, holy cow, man. I mean, you're right now in his last six tournaments, he's had five top fives and two wins. I mean, if you throw another one in there, I mean, it's hard not to say, hey, this guy's got, and then you still got the Players' Championship. Hell, he might win the Players' Championship. It's kind of a similar thing to Tony Finau, even though I think Tony Finau may have to win, both.
I think
to want to pick him. If Lucas is just in the hunt for two more times, like, it'd be hard for me not to pick him.
No, I said that. I said if he continued, I even said, I talked to our friend Doug with the Max Roundtable in Montgomery. He has me on to promote the podcast, and so I'll promote him with the Max Roundtable that he has on. And he asked me, what does he have to finish? I said, I think if he finishes top 20 this week and top 20 next week, I mean, that proves that, I mean, you're playing against the best right now. I know the field's limited, but you're playing against the best golfers that are on tour right now. So that is, and tough golf courses. One thing, I looked it up while you're talking about Lucas, he's got one thing going for him. Looking at the average temperature in Rome, by the time September rolls around, daytime high is usually around 82, nighttime lows around 58. So at least we won't have to worry about him showing all his twig and berries on national television during the
Five Guys fries bag. Let's go.
That's right. He's got that going for it. At least it'll cool down for him a little bit.
So
and it's at the end of September, so the highs in October are like 72. So he may get some 75 degree weather and perfect over in Italy.
So just so we're clear, we still feel like Finau's got a lot of playing to do. He's got a lot of things that have to go his way over the next 2 weeks. Lucas is probably a little bit closer, but you still want to see a little bit more out of Lucas too. Like, it's not auto. You still want to see a little bit more out of him.
And see, does the pressure? Yeah, I think I want to see more out of him. Does the pressure hit him this next week? I mean, does he go out and? Man, it's already hard to win back-to-back weeks, as we well know whenever we start talking about winners, whenever we do this pod.
Yeah.
To do it now in playoff time is even tougher. Is he mentally drained? Will he just absolutely lay an egg the next 2 weeks?
That's a good point.
And if he does –
is it possible to keep this wave going? Like, is it possible?
And, yes, he's hot now. Kyle, they don't play till the 25th of September.
Yeah. I mean,
is he now. Is he hot a month from now?
Yeah.
Or is he just hot now?
Yeah, I know. I know. It's He'll probably pick right back up. And I mean, well, I mean, are there any events between now and the Ryder Cup?
Even when there are, a lot of them don't play in them because they start Ryder Cup practice 2 weeks out. So they've got maybe 2 weeks to play. And you got to think, all these guys that are playing right now, back to back to back to back weeks, they're not going to play in any events if they are.
Bro, you got the Fortnite Championship coming up right after. It's a couple of weeks though after of weeks after the Tour Championship. It's not directly after it.
No, but see, that's the thing is if the Ryder Cup's on the 25th, they usually go over 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
So I mean, are they even going to be around? Because it's with it being in Europe, they're going to leave earlier than what they would if it were still played in America. So
sure, got to.
I mean, they even do that when they did the President's Cup. Remember, that's why Tiger hosts all of them in his tournament and. You know, in the Bahamas, and then they like play there and they all get on a plane and leave for the President's Cup.
Yeah.
And so, same thing with Ryder Cup. They'll be over there. I mean, if it's on the 25th, they'll be over there by September 15th. So, if there's not a tournament directly afterwards, like one of those first weekends in September, I doubt he gets any more golf in. So, yes, he's hot now. Does he stay hot these last two tournaments? And does he stay hot the month off he's going to have before he tees it up on the 25th as a team member of Team USA?
Sure. All right. Let's hit. I want to save some for the end. So let's go ahead and hit. Let's go Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler. Is Ricky Fowler in? Is there anything else you need to see from him? What would that be? Is there anything else you need to see from Ricky Fowler to be in? He's 13th, so he's like right there on the line of the points.
Personally, there's nothing I need to see. I think Zach Johnson, because he is in the field this week, he did qualify. He's made enough points to get him
12th.
It's kind of crazy that we're talking about a guy that didn't qualify for majors this year, but he's qualifying to play in FedEx Cup because he got hot at the right time. So personally, I think he has. I kind of wonder if Zach Johnson's kind of taking the same look at him that he is with Glover, where he's like, okay, let's see how he ends the season before I start chirping on whether or not I'm going to pick him. Again, if it's a tiebreaker between he and Glover, Ricky's experience probably gives him the tiebreaker of getting picked over a Glover because – of all the Ryder Cups he's played in, all the President's Cups he's played in, you know, not to mention he's got a great relationship with like Jordan Spieth. I mean, you start looking at pairings, like everybody loves Ricky, so they don't mind being paired with him. So he's another guy you kind of like in the room because you don't, even though he may not be playing great golf, you don't have to coach him up as a Ryder Cup team member because he's got the experience and people love playing with him. So I know you're not a big team person, but I think in those team events, I mean, you always see how the captain will go, well, I picked a veteran to play with the new guy because I wanted to make sure he didn't freak out. And Ricky's not a guy you throw on the team and you worry about him freaking out. He's going to be fine.
I don't pick Ricky as a sentimental teammate pick this year. Ricky's in to me because Ricky has played good golf from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. He's played really really good golf. He's 12th in the FedEx Cup. This isn't, hey, I got a hot streak going on, got hot at the last moment and ran off a couple of wins. This is a dude who's had top 15s, top 25s, just about every daggum tournament he plays in. And he's only missed a few cuts this year. Played good in majors. Like we pulled for him in the thought he might have a shot at the US Open. I don't take Ricky – I don't take Ricky because I think he's just going to be a good teammate. I take Ricky because I think he's played great golf all year round. And I don't need to see anything else from him. He doesn't have the greatest Ryder Cup record, but still, the swing change he's gone through, the golf he's playing. Then you got the added experience. I think Ricky's in. He'd be in for me. Like no questions asked. Ricky would be in.
I feel the same way. I mean, I only threw that part in there about him being a team guy just because of his experience. I mean, Lucas Glover has not been on a Ryder Cup team. Ricky has. So if it's coming down and you know, let's say Lucas moves up and he's you know, Ricky's 13 right now. He moves into that top 12 after this weekend, and Lucas is at 13, or Lucas is at 11 and Ricky's at 12. You know, when you got to make some decisions, I go with Ricky over Lucas just because of experience, not necessarily not for the feel-good thing. I kind of throw that stuff out, the feel-good stuff. I mean, if I were doing a feel-good thing, I'd have DJ in there, and he's played horrible all year, even on the Live Tour.
Well, he's on my list, so don't spoil it. All right, before we hit the next three, we'll take a quick break and give a shout-out to Liquid IV. We haven't talked about Liquid IV a lot, and we're dumb for not talking about them because – you need to have some of this, right? Especially right now in the South on the golf course. A couple of weeks ago, I played the hottest round of golf I've ever played in my life, and I did not have my Liquid IV with me, and it punished me. It punished me for that because that's the first time I think I've gotten to the end of a round and I was physically fatigued. Like I was dehydrated. I didn't think I was going to make it through the round. And then you get home and you have a terrible headache because you're just getting pounded, and it had nothing to do with pounding beers. It was pounded by the sun. Get home, you got to lay down, go get in the cold shower. Liquid IV is like hydration on steroids. Like one glass of the Liquid IV packet of water with the Liquid IV packet in it is like drinking three or four glasses of water. It's got a breakthrough science of cellular transport technology. Utilizing all of their products is based on an optimal ratio of ingredients designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other nutrients into your bloodstream. That dadgum cellular transport technology is what gets you where you need to be.
Really thought that'd trip you up on that.
Yeah. So I typically, when I'm prepared and I'm on my game, I'll have one before I get started. I'll have one at the turn, and you feel golden. You're ready to go. So check them out. Use coupon code DadBodGolfPod, all caps, DadBodGolfPod. Take 15% off your order. You can do it recurring where it just, you know, if you play multiple rounds in a month, figure out how many packets you're going to need. Boom, hit that thing recurring for that amount of time, and they'll just show up at your house. So,
and look, I will tell you the best deal that's out there because I've had friends that have bought it. They got this big mega pack you can buy, and if you throw that code on there, they already give you a discount for buying the mega pack because it's like the biggest thing that they have. And then if you throw our discount code on top of that, they accept that as well. So you literally can get that mega pack for almost like 45%. I think that's what my buddy told me, that 45% less than what you would pay for it originally. So get them. That's your money saving tip of the day.
Sure. Absolutely. So check them out. All right. Let's hit one that I think could possibly, there could be some division here. Maybe not. I don't know. Still at 14th. Dude's won a major in the last 18 months. Justin Thomas. He's sitting at 14. You can't see anything else out of him because he's 71st on the points list. So he's done with PGA Tour golf for the rest of the year. He's not playing this weekend. He's not playing in the Tour Championship. There's nothing else he can do playing-wise. Can you put him on the team?
Yes, you can. And I knew you were going to disagree with me on this. Okay. And the reason being is for the exact reason that we don't like Rory. He's a bulldog. He is somebody that thrives off of that kind of stuff, especially playing on the road, playing right outside of Rome, Italy, with all those crazy Italians are going to be yelling obscenities at him, whatever he's trying to play golf. And he will thrive off of that. He loves living in that type of atmosphere and will not cower like a Rory McIlroy would.
So why? Rory's plays good in the Ryder Cup. What are we talking about? So why can't he bulldog himself into playing better golf this year? Like, dude shot 80 twice in the last 2 months. Like, I mean, we're talking like not even remotely close. Listen to this, Ben. This is what you want to take to Rome to try to break a streak of not being able to win over there. In the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tournaments, you've missed 5 cuts. That's what you want to take. That's what you want to, with an 82 and an 81 in there. That's what we want to take over there.
I love it.
Give me a break. Look, team, I got in this argument with a buddy of mine talking about, oh, he's the heart of the team. He's this, he's that. You got Ricky Fowler that's got just the same amount of chemistry with a Jordan Spieth or those guys, like that can play, and he's playing good golf. Like Justin Thomas, if you can just turn it on, why aren't you turning it on? Like if you can just flip a switch, if you can just go over to Rome and you can flip a switch because somebody calls you a douchebag or a Yankee dog or whatever the heck they call us. I don't know. What do they call us over there? I mean, if it's that easy, why hasn't he been able to do it over the past 3 months or heck the past year? Why hasn't he been able to flip the switch? There's just something off. He is in a funk. I just don't know that I want to see him over there. I know Tiger's going to probably have a lot of influence on this, and they're buddies. So, and technically, the points wise, he's right there borderline. Mm-hmm. You can't look past, I cannot look past this last 2.5 months and be like, just be okay that just the Bulldogs are going to come out.
Let me ask you this. When you look at the standings, you got those in front of you, right?
Yeah.
When you look at spots 7 through 12, do you take Thomas over some of those guys? Because I do. I take him over Keegan Bradley. I take him over Sam Burns. I take him over Cam Young.
You've lost your whole mind. They're playing really good golf. I don't think I'd take him over any of those guys. I mean, I really don't. I think 7, 8, 9 are locked in. I would not take, if I had to choose Colin Morikawa, Keegan, Sam, any of those dudes over, if I had to pick those over Justin Thomas, I absolutely pick those guys. I take Colin 100 times right now.
I take Colin, but that's why I didn't mention him. I'm telling you, I take Justin over Cam, over Sam, and over Keegan.
You're crazy. you're picking on feels is what you're doing.
It is. That's exactly. I play on feels. I mean, why would I not pick on feels? I play feels, on feels.
We're trying to win, man. We're trying to go over there and win, not go over there and have nostalgia. Okay?
Listen, Kyle, all we got to do is beat two players on that European team, and we're fine. All right?
You're trying to coattail Justin Thomas into this thing. He's going to bring everybody down, but the Euro team's so bad. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They may
literally.
Be.
You look at the top 20 of the Euros. You probably know 5 players on there.
No, I'm not sure that I could. I'm not sure I know 5. Like, no. I mean,
Victor, Shane Lowry, Rory, and who's the other guy?
Tyrrell Hatton. I know.
Yeah, Tyrrell Hatton, which I don't think he's a thing. But yet Rory and John Rahm are the two you got to beat. Everybody else, you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Tommy Fleetwood can play, but
yeah, and then he melted down and got beat at the Canadian Open.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not taking my chances with Justin playing the way he's playing. And I love Justin Thomas. He's one of my top 3 favorite golfers playing golf right now. When Tiger's not in the field, he might be my favorite. He might be number one. If anybody could win, Justin Thomas may be my favorite guy. Though I get the most hype for if he's got a shot to win. He's not playing good golf. I don't want him anywhere near. I want him to be on this side of the sea.
So let me ask you this. Are you going to be pissed if he gets picked?
I'm going to be like, yes, I'm not going to be pissed, but I'm going to be very like, I'm going to think we didn't try real hard on these. Like we didn't think real hard on these picks.
You're going to think that they picked off buddy system instead of off merit.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. It's buddy, buddy. I'm going to lose faith in what's his name? Zach Johnson, if that's the route.
Well, I mean, there's a good chance Freddie Couples is one of the captains, and Freddie and Tiger are real good friends. So I'm sure Justin's got an in right there on helping as far as the picks are concerned.
Probably. All right. You got to talk about them because they've played in it and they've at least one of them has played good golf this year. But I'm gonna start with Bryson, the old live guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's won a few times. He shot the 58, which ended up wasn't, if you really look at the stats, ended up not being that incredible. I know you're gonna like say, what, but it was not that incredibly impressive. If you look
the par 70.
Well, no, that first of all, okay. 58 is very impressive. Okay.
Yes.
Even if it's a par 70, we can have this whole discussion on a whole nother show. I think a 58 on a par 70 is more impressive because there's less par fives.
Right. I get it.
Okay. So, but there was a stat that someone showed and it was like the greatest rounds of all time. And it was strokes gained on the field, basically. And what our stroke average stroke, you know, margin or something like that. In other words, how bad you beat everybody else.
Right.
And, you know, you got Jim Furyk, who was like 11 shots ahead, like 11 shots gained on the field, whatever, whatever. Bryson shot 58, but he was only six and a half or seven shots gained on the field. It ended up being like one of the like 300th greatest rounds of all time based off that stat. Which was
there were a couple of guys that shot 61s that day.
Yeah.
Like, they were a stroke or two away from being right there with him.
Regardless, Bryson has played really good golf this year. He's got a win on the LIV Tour. I think he's played pretty good in majors. I think he had a top 10 finish in the PGA possibly or something like that. I take Bryson just because I think Bryson – it's really hard to tell. It's really hard to go off of how they did, like how they're doing on the LIV Tour. I guess we should have thrown Taylor Gooch on this list, but
yeah, but he started out hot and kind of fizzled late. So
yeah, mainly Bryson, just because of he's played good. He played good in a couple of majors, and he's you know, had success and kind of dominated last year. Not last year, the last go around, he played really good. Is Bryson in your mind, or do some things have to shake out? If you're the captain, is Bryson in?
If I'm the captain, he's in. I don't think he's in under Zach Johnson. I said, no, I don't think he's in. And the reason being is the whole LIV thing. I think, again, I'll go back to those guys that I just said, over Keegan, over Cam, even over Sam Burns. I think Bryson is a better golfer than those guys, especially in a match play situation with all the President's Cups. He's been in a Ryder Cup. I mean, that's he was the US AM champion, which was match play. I mean, he's a match play guy. He's the type of guy you want in match play competition. So I would take Bryson. Yep. I just don't know that. I'm going to be honest with you, Kyle. I know we got another one to get to. I don't think he's got to take Koepka, and I think that's the only one that he's going to take.
Well, Koepka's going to be an auto qualifier.
Well, he is. We say that unless both Shoffley and who else was right there below him. If they win or finish top five and he does not, you know, he doesn't have an opportunity to play in this. So if those guys win or finish top five, he could see himself fall out of the top six, and then you wonder if they do pick him. Oh, Homa and Shoffley. If they do what, like Homa moved up a spot this past week. Koepka dropped a spot.
Yeah, but Homa,
and went down to five.
He's still got a spot though. He's still got to get jumped by Spieth. So they still got to go hard and jump him. If Shoffley jumps him, if Homa jumps him, it's not that big a deal. Homa probably will jump him. But Shoffley would then have to jump him, and then Spieth would have to jump him. So you'd have to have that. Well, just one of those would get him out of the top six. I think you got to pick. If Zach Johnson does not pick Brooks Koepka, I know Brooks Koepka's not on this list. I may not even watch the Ryder Cup.
One of the dumbest decisions. Take away all the LIV stuff. That would be a stupid decision if he does not take Brooks Koepka.
So back to Bryson. For me,
yeah.
Bryson's in my top 12, regardless. I'd probably cap the end of my captain's picks 11 and 12 with Bryson and Ricky and be good to go. Bryson's in my top 12. I don't need to see anything else. I saw how he played against some of the top competition. He's won on the LIV Tour. He's played well. He hits the ball a absolute freaking mile. And if he's got any, he just shot a 58. Like, even though a lot of other people shot really low, you still got to go out there and make a ton of birdies. So,
yeah,
Bryson's on my list.
And that's you just made a good point. You got to make a lot of birdies. The thing is, in match play, you got to have the putter going. You know, yeah. Right now, you look at that American team, and that's another reason I want Bryson in. Like, I get that Wyndham Clark he's got two wins, one of them a major, and he's the automatic qualifier. However, Patrick Cantlay's putter has not been there. Brian Harman's has, but that's all because he won late. Max's putter has not been there. You know, yeah. Xander has had some putting woes this year already. Jordan has had some putting woes this year already. So you got to put some putters on the team because your number one guy at Scheffler, he's made two putter switches, man. I mean, he's all in his feels about not knowing what to do over the ball right now. So you're going to have to put some guys on the team that can make some putts.
Yep.
And that's another thing that I think Zach Johnson's got to look at going down the stretch and who he picks. And I know Bryson's nowhere near anywhere being considered as far as, you know, a live guy, but I'm based on what he's done, especially that putting performance he had this past weekend, he's rolling it really well right now. And that's the type of guy that you want on your team.
All right. Last one, DJ.
Nope.
DJ, you got one of the most dominant Ryder Cup players on the American side, maybe ever. Nothing goes through your mind, even if Brooks is an auto qualifier and you can put that Ryder Cup team back together. I know this is maybe kind of like a Justin Thomas conversation, but is there anything, any inkling, any chance you even consider putting DJ back in? I mean, he's won on the live tour this year.
He's won, but put that asterisk. He's won on the live tour. Other than that, when you watch him play right now, and I get it. Last time he was undefeated, but, you know, I've watched him the last couple of tournaments just because Liv's been on television, been able to kind of flip over there and pay attention. He's all over the place. He can't putt. You know, he's missing greens. I mean, that's not a recipe for success when you get in the Ryder Cup. You need to have somebody can basically put the ball on the green and one putt. Like, it doesn't matter how far they drive it. It doesn't matter how wayward they drive it. If they can scramble and get on the green and one putt, they're going to win matches. And so he is not doing that right now. And
he shot 81 at the Open on his last day and went ahead to the house at plus 13, just about dead last in the Open. Has not had a good showing at all. I mean, he did have a top 10 in the U.S. Open. So he did have he tied for 10th in the U.S. Open, but then he's like 55th. The PGA Championship, 48th.
I don't think he's putting in the work, Kyle. Like, follow him on social media. He never posts anything. He's been posting stuff of he and his kids playing, and he's been teaching one how to drive their boat that they've got down there. Like, he's spending way more time with the family, which is fine. I have zero issue with that. I'm just saying, you know, the guys that you want out there are the guys that have been kind of grinding, like Ricky has. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. I mean, he's worked his tail off to get back this year. And, you know, Dustin's kind of gone the other direction. It's not that he's not working hard. He's just not working as hard as he probably did prior to having all them youngins running. And now his kids are getting of age that he's going to baseball games. He was showing that, like T-ball games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he needs to do that.
Family guy stuff.
He needs to do that. I'm just saying, he is definitely one that I didn't realize that his game is affected immensely by taking time off. And it showed, and it's shown in the play that he's had thus far.
Sure. I don't think I would be tempted. I would be tempted with Brooks being an auto qualifier and probably in, like, who do you pair? Could you pair, just say that's going to be my team, this intimidating. But then again, then you go back to the JT argument. You know, what's he going to do? Just flip the switch, all of a sudden flip the switch. And you know what? It could possibly be that for Dustin Johnson. We're like, if I just decide, because I'm not necessarily playing bad, I'm just not playing great. Like, Justin Thomas is playing bad golf, like over the last 2 months. Like, Dustin could flip I feel like he could possibly flip a switch. But again, I got my top 12. In my top 12, he's not going to be in mine. I wish he would have won a few more times on the live tour, or either, you know, had a couple of better finishes than that. 81 really hurts at the Open. That just, to me, you just don't even care. You don't even really want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But so I,
you and I had this discussion like 6 months to a year ago when we were talking about Ryder Cup and when Liv was about to get kicked off and all that. If you remember, DJ was in our captain's picks before they ever teed a ball, put a peg in the ground to start playing. Because we were like, he went undefeated last time. You got to pick DJ. You got to go with Dustin Johnson. And in that last 6 months to a year from that discussion we had, he ain't done a whole lot to show us why he should be in that top 12. So I would love to have him just based off of what you just said. It's kind of the same. You just mentioned the JT conversation.
Yeah.
The guy that can possibly, if there's a guy that can turn it on come Ryder Cup time, I think he can. And, you know, different than Justin, where you said, well, how come Justin didn't turn it on in the, you know, in regular play during PGA Tour events? You know, with DJ, he didn't have to turn it on. If it's a team event, so if his team was doing well, he could just kind of go out there and just do whatever.
Have one or two good rounds. You don't have to put three together. Just have one or two for the team. Yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, you got the points end after this weekend. You got the 70, I think, is it 70 or 50? I can't remember exactly how many this field is for the BMW. It's a smaller field.
I think it's 50.
And then you go.
I think it's 50 to 30, isn't it?
Yeah, so you drop from 50 to 30 here. But the points end after this. So then auto qualifying's done. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Brooks. Does he drop out? Then that conversation happens. Again, I'll go fight Zach Johnson if he doesn't take Brooks. But it'll be interesting to see. I think that's going to be it for tonight. We'll talk back again.
I will say this, Kyle, before you go. I'll say this. You talk about fighting. I will really fight it, even though I was a big proponent of Justin Thomas. If he doesn't pick Brooks and he picks JT, if Brooks gets knocked out of that top six, I'm going to be pissed at that.
We're going to throw hands.
We both show up in Iowa
or wherever it is Zach Johnson lives, and we're going to
exactly
have a discussion. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, y'all have a great rest of the day, and hopefully we'll talk back again tomorrow. So this is episode 294 of the Dad Bod Golf
294.
Pod, and we're always
stroking. You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.